So coming up next, actually on the stream of free radio at freakradio.org, for the first time in a few weeks, it looks like we may have fixed the technical problems that have stopped me from putting this on the net. Instead, all you hardy listeners have been following the show on the archives, where it will also be placed on the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org. But tonight, at least, you'll be able to hopefully hear it in its standard place, though not broadcast, sadly, but still sort of on the netcast. Well, perhaps my excuse is it's gobble, gobble, kill the turkeys and the Native Americans Day, also known as Thanksgiving. Maybe it's the excuse is that it's a Huff meeting, which we interrupted by heading for the feast over at the Food Not Bombs meal, which I was told, although I wasn't sure if this is actually true, was one of the only Thanksgiving meals in town. But it was quite a meal, and there was hot food and even dead beast, turkey in this case, being served at what was in the past a completely vegan or at least vegetarian meal. And I also have some interesting stuff I want to put out, but I'm going to have to wait until Sunday to do this because I've run into some problems preparing the show, and it's just there's just no time for me to do it this afternoon, which is when I'm making the show in the afternoon before the evening show. So bear with me if you can, and instead you're going to be treated to or inflicted with a flashback from March 22nd, 2012, a month after or so the District Attorney Bob Lee, now dead, who I used to thought was a somewhat congenial fellow, but there can be congenial fellows, once they get into positions of authority, can be very uncongenial in many respects, particularly if you are an activist who's challenging existing policies and power structures. Anyway, the Santa Cruz 11 case, you'll hear it talked about. I don't have to really get into it in more detail because you'll hear it on this in this archive. You'll be hearing about Gary Johnson, the activist convicted of misdemeanor lodging for sleeping on a bench, facing 6 months to a year in jail outside the county building, I think much of which he served, or some of which anyway. You'll hear Mandolin Dave for his sitting on the sidewalk ticket, travelers Robert, Jerry, and Richard talking about goodness knows what. You'll be going to the Gary Johnson hearing, or the corridors of the court, where you'll hear activists talk about that. Jack Smith, activist who is faced with sheriff persecution for supposedly running a drug house up in Felton. Bob LaMonica, a sometime caller, weighs in on the case. And then the arraignments and preliminary hearings begin for the first of the Santa Cruz 11, Alex DeRosi and Bradley Stewart. And that's what you're going to be hearing today, and hopefully you'll be hearing more contemporary events on Sunday, including an update on the city council meeting, or the shitty council meeting, as I call them, that happened on Tuesday, and an update on the, apparently, I'm told, successful injunction, or at least TRO, temporary restraining order, stopping sheriff's deputies and others from destroying more of the Pajaro River encampment. I've been able to get a direct count on that from people who live there, but hopefully I will today or tomorrow, and you'll get what I've got, if not more, on Sunday. Enjoy the show.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it.
sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine.